All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Facebook, Twitter. Good morning, StreamYard. Good morning, Facebook. I already said that. Okay, Facebook, good morning. Good morning, TikTok. Good morning, Instagram. Good morning, Twitch, Twitter, and Anchor, as well as LinkedIn. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And thank you all so much for joining. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Let's get started. Let's get started. Good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Why is this one not starting? Unless the latest version. Okay, first of all, I'm not going to deal with that. All right, I tried it with Instagram, but hey, it's not taken. But anyway, good morning, everybody. And thank you all so much for joining in. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for another day, another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, we ask right now, God, that I decrease as you speak through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I pray right now, God, that your word goes out and not return void, but do what it has been purposed to do, God. And God, I thank you right now for all of the many blessings that you have bestowed upon myself and my family, God. I pray for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, God. I pray, God, for my mom, my extended family members. I pray for my in-laws, God. I pray for all of our friends and loved ones, God. And I pray for our businesses, God, that we have. I pray for all that are watching now, those who will be watching later and who will be listening later. I pray, God, that you have your way in their lives, God. And any hearts and minds that are not clear of the things that is going on right now, God, allow them to have clarity, God, after this message today, God. Give them clarity, God. Give them directions, God. And God, your word says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. And God, we want to hear from you, God. We want to be able to hear and connect with you, God, on a continuous basis, God, not just on a Sunday or a Sabbath or whatever day that people choose to call that day Sabbath to them. Every day is a holy day for you, God. And God, we will worship you in spirit and truth in all that we do. We repent for anything that we have done, spoken, or even thought of in our minds that are not conducive, God, to what you have for us to do, God. We pray right now for those, God, who may feel like they are trapped in a situation and can't find a way out. We pray right now, God, that they find peace within themselves, God, to be able to move forward, God, and to stand strong and walk in the authority and the power that you have given them, God. We thank you. We'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise due unto you. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, I want to start with Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs, the 16th chapter. And I'm going to read 6 or 7 of these verses here. And I really want you to just really pay attention and really listen to this particular passage. It says, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answers of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to his proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan
their course, but the Lord establishes the steps. Think about this here for a moment. When you understand your purpose, when you understand your God-given purpose, your God-given powers and authority, let me explain to you what will happen. You will walk in your divine purpose. You will walk in your divine call. See, a lot of people don't walk in their divine purpose and their divine call only because of the simple fact. It's Proverbs 16th chapter. Only because of the simple fact that you have allowed others to program you to think a certain way and to be a certain way. But let me explain something to you. You got to learn to reprogram your mind. You got to learn to reprogram your thoughts. You have to learn to reprogram the way that you move on a daily basis. Because at the end of the day, what you must understand is this. You must understand the power and the authority that you walk in. See, what you don't understand, you can't move in. You have to understand the power of God. See, a lot of people say that they don't believe in God, and that's fine. If that's your belief, that's fine. I'm not here to change it either which way it goes. I am literally not the one to try to debate with anybody. I just know for me, the personal experience that I've had with God, the encounter that I've had with God, has shifted me to think differently and to move differently. And that doesn't make your way right or wrong, or mine right or wrong, but it's right for me. And when you have that connection with God, nothing or nobody can do that will make you feel outside. See, a lot of people try to make you feel like you are an outcast because you're not moving the way that other people are moving. You're not doing the things that others are doing. So at the end of the day, you got to understand how to invest in yourself, because people invest in what they want. Let me say it again. People invest in what they want. And what do I mean by that? See, a lot of people say that they got you. A lot of people say that they support you. But if you're doing the same exact thing that someone else is doing and you see them supporting them over there, let me explain something to you, what that person is saying to you without saying to you. They're not supporting you. They're supporting the other person, but they still want to gain any type of fruit from your labor. Anything that you're doing, they still want some of it. But they're supporting someone who doesn't even know them and who's not going to support them. Come on, somebody. I know y'all know where I'm going with this. See, I can say the exact same thing on any live that anybody else is saying out there that has a greater following or have television shows or whatever. I can say the exact same thing, but people will listen to someone who has a quote unquote, a big following or whatever, or their name is out there. They will listen to them versus listening to something that God has given me. I don't get offended. I used to. I don't get offended. Let me explain to you why. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is the God in me, because see, God is still in me regardless of what other people think or say or try to do. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper at all. I'm just saying. That's right. The approval of God, not man. See, and I've learned a long time ago, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm 51. I've learned a long, long time ago, other people really doesn't matter as it relates to what their thoughts are of me, because I'm doing this because this is what God called me to do. And you know what? The right people are being reached. Let me say it again. The right people are being reached. Why? Because of the simple fact that when you log on, it wasn't by a coincidence and it wasn't by accident. You logged on because it was something here for you. It was something here that you needed to hear today. And I'm so grateful for each and every last one of you all who have logged in. So my topic today is investing in your God-given purpose. Someone typed it up for me. Investing in your God-given purpose. Investing in your God-given purpose. Let me stop for a second. I want to give a shout out to my granddaughters. Hello, Ariel. and hello, Madeline. Hello, Ariel, and hello, Madeline. Granddaddy, love you. I always have to give a shout out because I know that they'll be watching it later. Love my grandkids. So again, investing in your God-given purpose. What does that even mean? I know you're probably saying, investing in your God-given purpose. You invest in everybody else and everything else except yourself. You invest in everybody else and everything else except yourself. Why? Because you have been programmed to think that way. Listen, you have been programmed to think that way, or put other people before you. That's what the Lord loves. I used to believe that when I was religious, but now that I'm walking in a spiritual journey, I don't believe that crap no more. I shouldn't say that crap. Okay. I don't believe that stuff no more. Come on, somebody. Come on. I don't believe that. I'm not putting anybody before me. A better me is a better y'all. Let me say it like that so y'all can get it. Listen, this is for the folks in the back. Listen, a better me is a better y'all. A better y'all is a better them. Come on, somebody. Listen, get with me. A better me is a better you. A better you is a better me. So what I'm saying is, I cannot give you something that I don't have. I cannot preach something that I don't believe. Come on, somebody. See, every time people try to tell you on the religious spectrum that you should just always put other people because God loves when you put other people before you, that is sound real crazy. That sounds really crazy when you come out of religion. If you're still in religion, that sounds good, and you will continue to do it, and you will continue to try to justify that. But at the end of the day, in your heart, you know that that is not true. Because at the end of the day, who's putting you before them? Keith Sweat said it the best, nobody, and I mean nobody. So stop playing the games with the religious stuff about, oh yeah, you know. And when you're quoting scriptures, understand the who, what, when, why, where, and the ifs. The if is applicable today. I said that to a pastor, and he just almost went crazy. He was like, oh yeah, everything in the Bible. I said, shh, 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 shh. You talk too much. You got two ears and one mouth. Listen twice as much as you talk, you'll learn twice as much in a lifetime. I used to think the same when I was in the religious sector. But now that I have walked, now I'm walking in the spiritual, I understand what that if means. If means if it's possible to use it now. You can't stone no kids to death without you going your butt to jail. So like I said, the ifs. So look at the what, who, why, when, and the where, and the ifs. I'm just saying. So investing in your God-given purpose. Point number one, someone type this up for me, please, and thank you. Acknowledging God first in order to understand your purpose. Point number one, again, acknowledging God first in order to understand your purpose. Acknowledging God first in order to understand your purpose. Someone type that up again. Acknowledging God first in order to understand your purpose. What do I mean? Real simple. When you acknowledge God and you allow God to be the center, the head, the everything in you, He will show you your purpose. He will show you your God-given purpose. And I always address it like this here. Whenever you're passionate about something, it becomes your purpose. Whatever your purpose is in life, it becomes your paycheck. So that's the PPP, and I ain't talking about the PPP loans. Listen up. Let me say it again. Whatever you're passionate about, that is your purpose in life. Whatever your purpose is in life, that is your paycheck. And yes, you are to get paid because the Lord says that He will make room for your gifts. Your gifts comes without repentance. Oh my gosh, good morning. I need to see you guys. Y'all don't put a smile on my face. Good morning. Yes. So when you end up understanding that who's in you and who's created you and who's designed you, when you understand that, He will give you a purpose. See, a lot of people will try to make you feel guilty. Now, I'm going here somewhere. Listen, I'm talking about the religious sector, and I need you to hear me clearly. There is a lot of religions that teach you that everything that you do should be given free to the church building, right? That you should not charge a dime. Everything should be given free and all of that. If that is the case, then every pastor should not have a salary. He should get up there and work for free also. See, your gifts come without repentance. And also that also means that what God has for you is for you. So if I'm charging for the gifts that God given me, the gifts he's given us will make room for us. And it will also allow us to what make finances off of it too. But a lot of people don't want to talk about that. They want to push that to the side. They want to just talk about the foolishness. But I'm here to tell you, hey, I'm the person, guilty as charged, I'm the person that will let you know I'm not working for free for nobody. I don't care who you are, because at the end of the day, nobody pays my bills but me. Let me say it again. Nobody pays my bills but me. So when I work, he says, a man don't work, he don't eat. I work and I love to eat. Let me say that. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know somebody listening. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So at the end of the day, you need to understand all this up here. I ain't just get that just to be on the wall. Come on, somebody. You come in, you sit on that sofa, you get charged. We ain't just having a friendly conversation. I don't know why people be thinking that. Hey, I just want to come up and holler. Bring your card with you when you come, or cash. C or C, cash or card or Zelle. Let's do it. But all that extra stuff, no. God has allowed me to get here. God has allowed you to get there. Take your gifts, utilize your gifts, and live. Don't let people make you feel bad for living and utilizing your gift. Don't let that happen to you. And I'm telling you from experience, when I was in the religious sector, I'm telling you, and hear me clearly, I'm telling you, people would always try to get me to do stuff for free. And at the time, I was doing it because, see, when people have you in religion, they brainwash you with a lot of stuff. They go with the cliches and all of those things. But when you become awakened and conscious of things, you no longer walk in that authority. You no longer walk in things like that. You walk in the presence of God, and you don't allow anybody to make a fool out of you moving forward. So again, point number one was acknowledging God first in order to understand your purpose. That's point number one. Someone typed it up. Point number two, someone typed this up. Identify your gifts and talents through investing time in yourself. Let me say it again. Identify your gifts and talents through investing time in yourself. Let me say it again. I mean, that's right. Give me some hearts. Come on, keep it coming. Hit the like button on TikTok. Identify your gifts and talents through investing time in yourself. A lot of y'all don't like spending time with yourself. You like to be under somebody all the time. A lot of y'all are not even happy yourself, but you're trying to tell other people that they need to make you happy. A lot of you guys are not investing the time in yourself because you don't like your own self, and therefore nothing nobody else can do that will be likable as well. Let me say it. I say what I said. Yeah. And I ain't bite my tongue. Some of y'all are so bitter and you want someone else to make you happy and you're not even happy. Make that make sense. And you never will. Make that make sense. You're not happy, but you want someone else to make you happy. First of all, nobody can make you happy. You can choose to be happy. That is a choice, not a force. I'm just saying. Everybody wants you to make them happy. Every marriage that I counsel, sometimes when he don't make me happy and she don't make me happy. And when I bust them with, that's not their job to make you happy. Your job is to make you happy. And if they're in your life, their job is only to add to what you already have. They're not to come there and create it. Come on, somebody. See, when you come in here, I give you the real raw, but I do it in love. Everybody who has been in here, who have came here for counseling and life coaching, they know for a fact that I am not a bad person. I am a direct person. I have to give you the truth. I am not going to give you a lie. You're not going to come in here and you're going to pay me for a lie. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to give you the necessary tools that you need in order for you to be able to move forward and do the things that God has called you to do. And I promise you this year, what God has for you, it is definitely for you. I promise you that. And nobody can take it away. They've tried year after year to try to shut me down and shut me up. You cannot do that because you didn't allow me to speak. I spoke when God says it was time for me to speak, period. Now, all of the extra stuff that folks go through and you're letting people run and dictate your life, that's on you. That's not on them. Stop blaming other people for things that you're not doing and things that you're allowing. I'm going to go somewhere with that in a few minutes. Let me finish this here. Point number three, someone typed this up. Set goals based on your purpose, not others' expectations of you. Let me say it again. Set goals based on your purpose, not others' expectations of you. So when you're setting goals based on your purpose and not others' expectations of you, you have just then stopped being a people pleaser. I just said what I said. You have then stopped being a people's pleaser. Everybody wants to try to please other people. I'm trying to please me and God. I'm just saying. I'm trying to please me and God first and foremost. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else after that. Because if I'm pleased and God's pleased, you're going to have to be pleased. Because at the end of the day, I'm not shifting. Because if the all creator is pleased with me and you're not, guess who I'm going with? The creator. God, the creator of all things, all perfect things. I'm just saying. So set goals based on your purpose and not others' expectations of you. Point number four is so important. It is so critical of this here. Create a plan and write it down and don't deviate from it. Let me say it again. Someone typed this up. Create a plan and write it down and don't deviate from it. Create a plan, write it down, don't deviate from it. Don't deviate from your stuff. God has got you guys. Good morning, Charles. God has got you guys. And I'm telling you, listen, when you create a plan and when you write it, let me tell you what really takes place. I need you to understand this. When you write your plan and you write it simple and you follow it verbatim and don't deviate from it, you will have the things that God has for you and what he's prepared for you. But if you continue to allow other people, and I want you to hear me clearly, if you allow other people to allow you to be moved by what they say, that's your fault. That's a you problem. That's not a them problem. That's a you problem. You allow that. That's something that you have done. So stop blaming other people for the stuff that you're not doing. Stop blaming other people for the stuff that you know that God called you to do, but now you see someone else doing it and you're mad at them because they actually followed what God says and you didn't, because you stuck like Chuck over here because you allow other people to take you off course. That's a you problem. That's not a them problem. I say what I say. And I stand 10 toes down. Point number five, take necessary steps to activate actions to achieve the goal. Let me say it again. Take necessary steps to activate actions to achieve the goals. Let me say it again. Take necessary steps to activate actions to achieve the goals. Faith without works is dead. See, a lot of people love to holler about, well, I got faith and I got this. That's cute. That's cute. Yeah. You got faith. You got faith, but you ain't using it. You ain't working it. But you got faith. You love to talk about faith, but you're not using it. You love to talk about it, but you're not using it. Oh, point number four was create a plan and write it down and don't deviate from it. That's what it was. Create a plan and write it down and don't deviate from it. That's what number four was. Thank you for asking. So again, take necessary steps to activate actions to achieve the goals. Faith without works is what? Dead as a doorknob. Stiff, dead, gone. In that order. You got to move. You got to move something in order to get something. You can't just sit on your behind and expect God to do it for you. That's not how this thing works. That's not how it works. How it works is when you work. Come on, give me some likes on here. How it works is when you work. Say it with me. How it works is when I work it. However you want to look at that. How you work is how it's going to work, period. That part. All that extra theatrical stuff folks be doing, I'm not with it. I'm going to have to play New Edition song. You're going to have to count me out. I'm not the one, and we ain't going to make it two for it. I'm not going to follow behind no ignorant stuff. See, when you follow behind ignorant stuff for so long, you become ignorant. But when you step back and you start listening in the Spirit of God and you start paying close attention to the Spirit of God, then you will begin to see things much different. Because why? You sometimes got to step outside of the frame to see the whole picture. I don't want that to go over your head. Let me say it again. Sometimes you got to step outside of the frame in order to see the whole picture. And sometimes you could be the one holding up your own blessings. Why? Because that's what you're doing. But you're blaming everybody else. Always remember, the choices that you make are the decisions that you make, rather, are the consequences that you need to face by yourself. If I didn't help you make those choices, I'm not going to help you in those consequences, whether it's good or bad. I can rejoice with you in the good, and I can only tell you about the bad as far as, well, maybe you should take this route in the near future. Just giving you a little wisdom. That's it. And that's it. And then step off. That's how you do it. Step off. Point number six is my final point. Persevere through every obstacle and setbacks and trust God's plans for your life. Let me say it again. Persevere through every obstacle and setbacks and trust God's plans for your life. Let me say it again. Persevere through every obstacle and setbacks and trust God's plans for your life. What do I mean? What don't kill you makes you stronger. And what makes you stronger will never kill you. Huh? Come on, somebody. So don't act like because you're going through something like you're the only person who's going through it, because you're not. You're not the only person who's going through these things. You're the only person that's complaining and not getting up and doing something about it. That's all. That's all it is. And I'm going to say this here, and I need y'all to hear me clearly. Stop waiting on other people to do what you need to do yourself. And stop waiting for other people to change for you. They've shown you who they are and how they're going to be and not willing to change. You just got to accept that and move forward and stop acting like because you're praying that they're going to change. Doesn't work that way. You got to change how you look at the person and the situation in order for you to move forward. You can't move forward if you still stand stuck looking in the past, and you can't do nothing with potential. You know, everybody, well, he got potential, she got potential to be what? They also have potential to be nothing for you in your life, and they can have the potential to destroy every single thing that you have tried to do in your life. Hold on for a second. Anchor, thank you so much for joining. See you guys, I don't know, maybe next week. Same time, same place. Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never